Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. If you want to excel at football, you have to be able to run really fast. To play hockey well, you have to be really good at skating. In baseball, you have to be able either to catch the ball or hit it. To survive in politics today, you must learn the art of appearing to do something about a problem without actually doing anything at all. The reason is that if you accidentally actually do something, you will please maybe 50% of the people, those who wanted it done, and you will make eternal vicious enemies of the people who did not agree with it or who were adversely affected by doing it. Nothing showcases this practice like a school mass shooting. The proposals we are hearing from master politicians after the latest in Uvalde, Texas, include the following. Harden schools. What does that mean? Surrounding each school with concrete walls, maybe moats with alligators, razor wire, machine gun emplacements, what? No matter, it sounds good and offends no one. Improve everyone's mental health and or perfect the American family. Nobody could claim there's anything wrong with goals like that, or claim that they know how to begin to achieve them. Perfect. No harm, no foul. Arm the teachers. In the latest instance, a couple dozen armed, trained cops hung out in the hallway outside the classroom for nearly an hour before going into action. But teachers, unfamiliar not only with firearms, but with the mind-altering stress and adrenaline overload that deadly combat induces, oh, they would do better. Put more police in schools. Recent school shootings have spotlighted armed police who were there and did nothing, who should have been there but were not, or who were asked to do the impossible, protect campuses so large a regiment of soldiers could not secure them, and protect hundreds of students from all conceivable attacks with one gun and one pair of eyes. If we had one armed guard per student, this might work. Otherwise, it's just grandstanding. This is not new. Many non-actions have been taken in response to past shootings. In fact, Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, and the school district in which it is located, are poster children for appearing to address the problem of school shootings. The school district has recently doubled its budget for school security, and Robb Elementary was already a hardened school, for example. It had a state-of-the-art, translation, really expensive, safety management system provided by a high-tech company to monitor school visitors and screen them for dangerous actors. It did not work. Had a security fence completely surrounding the school. The shooter hopped over it with no problem. Was assigned an armed safety officer, part of the school district's own police force, to protect the children. He was not on site when the shooter arrived. Enjoyed a state-of-the-art, that is expensive, high-tech, program that monitored students' social media for signs of derangement. Unfortunately, the shooter was not a student. Installed heavy-duty locks on all entrance and classroom doors. But the door the shooter used to get into the school had been propped open for someone's convenience, and he used the classroom door lock to keep his victims in and the police out. It took the police a half hour to come up with a master key. So you see how this works? The actions implemented benefited high-tech companies, fencing companies, locksmiths, and created jobs, but had no downside to make anybody mad, except for the fact that they did not work worth a damn. In other words, world-class politics. Stand by for much more of the same.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.